From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Eunice Kennedy Shriver is being remembered today for transforming the lives of hundreds of millions of people. She was a tireless advocate for the mentally disabled. Shriver was the sister of President John F. Kennedy. She died early today. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
She was born to one of America's most powerful families, but spent her life laboring for some of the least powerful. Mrs. Shriver founded the Special Olympics in 1968, hoping to end the stigma and secrecy surrounding people with intellectual disabilities.
She was a lone voice in a sea of misunderstanding.
Brady Lum, president of the Special Olympics, says Shriver's experience with her own mentally disabled sister, Rosemary, drove what were at the time her radical ideas about how to treat the disabled.
This population was marginalized, institutionalized. And so, you're talking about a woman in a family that went through something incredibly personal. And then she took that energy and never stopped.
Tributes to Shriver have been pouring in from the president on down to the countless people touched by her work.
When you have children with challenges, you always see their limitations. And Mrs. Shriver showed the possibilities.
Susan Gazzara from Browns Mills, New Jersey, has a 21-year-old daughter, Stephanie, with autism.
Yeah, she showed that these kids belonged with their typically able peers, and she kind of put the lights on and showed the way to do it. So, I think the world's a much more open place for my daughter because of Mrs. Shriver.
Special Olympians say the Games transformed how they see themselves and what they could achieve. From Caledonia, Michigan, Ken Soper's 24-year-old son Andy is now playing Unified Games, where traditional Special Olympians partner with others who are not disabled.
It's enough to bring tears to my eyes several times. It's been pretty moving to see that my son was being accepted as just another athlete on the court.
Perhaps the most profound testament to the Special Olympics come from those who've never been competitors, like Jill Verdick from Phoenix, Arizona, whose 23-year-old daughter Jackie has cerebral palsy.
Some people, are just not going to be Olympians, but whether she competed or not, it helped her.
Verdick says the Games helped change public attitudes and pave the way for new laws on everything from healthcare to education.
All those kinds of efforts have just made her life better. And if it hadn't been for Mrs. Shriver, I don't know where people with disabilities would be.
For all the progress, many families speak of the discrimination and misperceptions that still persist. Mrs. Shriver was the first to point out the job left to do. As Senator Ted Kennedy put it today, she touched the lives of millions. And for Eunice, that was never enough. Tovia Smith, NPR News.